Few extremists remain without human contact, even if that contact is only found online. Last year, a team at the University of Miami studied 196 pro-ISIS groups operating on social media during the first 8 months of 2015. These groups had a combined total of more than 100,000 members. Researchers also found that pro-ISIS individuals who were not in a group, who they dubbed online lone wolf actors, had either recently been in a group or soon went on to join one. There is a much broader point here. Any terrorist, however socially or physically isolated, is still part of a broader movement. The lengthy manifesto that Breivik published hours before he started killing drew heavily on a dense ecosystem of far-right blogs, websites and writers. His ideas on strategy drew directly from the leaderless resistance school of Beam and others. Even his musical tastes were shaped by his ideology. He was, for example, a fan of Saga, a Swedish white nationalist singer whose lyrics include lines about the greatest race to ever walk the earth, betrayed. It is little different for Islamic militants, who emerge as often from the fertile and desperately depressing world of online jihadism, with its execution videos, mythologized history, selectively read religious texts, and photoshopped pictures of alleged atrocities against Muslims, as from organized groups that meet in person. Terrorist violence of all kinds is directed against specific targets. These are not selected at random, nor are such attacks the products of a fevered and irrational imagination operating in complete isolation. Just like the old idea that a single organization, Al-Qaeda, was responsible for all Islamic terrorism, the rise of the lone wolf paradigm is convenient for many different actors. First, there are the terrorists themselves. The notion that we are surrounded by anonymous lone wolves poised to strike at any time inspires fear and polarizes the public. What could be more alarming and divisive than the idea that someone nearby, perhaps a colleague, a neighbor, a fellow commuter, might secretly be a lone wolf? Terrorist groups also need to work constantly to motivate their activists. The idea of lone wolves invests murderous attackers with a special status, even glamour. Breivik, for instance, congratulated himself in his manifesto for becoming a self-financed and self-indoctrinated single-individual attack cell. Al-Qaeda propaganda lauded the 2009 Fort Hood shooter as a pioneer, a trailblazer, and a role model who has opened a door, lit a path, and shown the way forward for every Muslim who finds himself among the unbelievers. The lone wolf paradigm can be helpful for security services and policymakers too, since the public assumes that lone wolves are difficult to catch. This would be justified if the popular image of the lone wolf as a solitary actor was accurate, but as we have seen, this is rarely the case.